نجي لي يو شاومي كروس وين تو ميجا بابلي داف جود بيجين يو شاومي اون داف جود من بيس 5 لاينز اب فروم ذا فيرست اوف ذا بيج بي فيرا بشيم اوف ايمي فيرا بشيم اوف ايمي هاي كويسيف على ام 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 هيسا باوشا اصير كاين كوشا ام لاب سورا فيرا كويتينغ اوف ايمي با خيلنا سيد اف ذا كيرس was written faintly, if the entire parasha was like this, it's kosher, if not, it's pasul. And he could be referring to the parasha of Sota, or perhaps other curses in Tanakh. Rezeru b'shem b'imi b'achinana k'ksav sforim k'ksav tshulen m'vizuiz. Rezeru, quoting b'imi b'achinana, said that like the writing in sforim, which is Ashuris, so is the writing in tshulen m'vizuiz. Rezeru b'shem rav nikev nekev b'yuricho yishol hei, Im goldoi v'nishtaya sham yerechitana kosher v'imlav posel. They were quoting Rav said, if there's a hole in the right leg of a letter hey, if one scrapes away the ink around the hole, so it remains written is surrounded by blank parchment, remains kosher. If not, it's posel. They were b'shem v'chista, haya ha-gimel, mekalef ha-gvil, im goldoi v'nishtaya sham yerechitana kosher v'imlav posel. They were quoting Rav Chista said, if the leg of a gimel extends to the end of the parchment. One scrapes away the ink at the end, so what remains is written is surrounded by blank parchment, and a small leg remains, it's kosher, if not, it's pasul. Zeru b'shem, ashiyan bar nidva, nikev nekev be'emsa beis, imaya gvil makisha mekalsad kosher v'imlav pasul. Zeru quoting ashiyan bar nidva said that if there's a hole in the middle of a beis, if it's surrounded by blank parchment on every side, it's kosher, and if not, it's pasul. Amr b'zeru asya dur chista, Rav Ocherin Pligin Ashid Seda Ashen Bar Nidva. Zeru said that Rav Chista's teaching that when we scrape away ink to be Machshe is like Rav. Both of them disagree with Ashen Bar Nidva. Raya Amri Asya that Ashen Bar Nidva to Rabbi Yochanan. The Talmidim said that Ashen Bar Nidva's teaching is like Rabbi Yochanan. He doesn't argue with Rav and Rav Chista. The Tani Irevesa Isais Is Tani Tani Kosher. If one baisa teaches if letter is touched, it's kosher. If Tani pasul, another baisa teaches that it's pasul. Vada v'ashimon v'shem of Yochanan, mandam akosher melamata, mandam apostle melamalon, v'goin alseinu tifalteinu. Vada v'ashimon, quoting of Yochanan, said the baisa that says that it's kosher discusses when it touches from below. The one that says it's pasul discusses from above, means a word like alseinu or tifalteinu. If the Vav touches the foot of the Nun below, he wrote a kosher Vav from above to below before it touched, so it suffices to raise where they touch. If it touches the roof of the Nun above, it became a kosher Vav only through erasing, so this is like writing a letter through removing ink from the inside, which is possible. Al-Sacha, Sicha, Tifal-Tacha, Sicha. Now, the word Al-Sacha or Tifal-Tacha, if the final Chaf touches below the foot of the Isadik or Taf, is the question. The final chaf should extend below, so perhaps it's considered that he didn't finish the letter before it touched. V'ada Rabbi Shimon v'shem Rabbi Yochanan la'yamad adam yispalav b'machon gavaya. V'ada Rabbi Shimon quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, one may not stand and pray in a high place. By time, what's the source? I'm Rabbi Abba b'shem b'papa imam hakim kruasicha Hashem. Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Papa said, it's from the posuk in Tehillim in Perek Kuflam and posuk Aleph, from the depths I call out to Hashem. V'ad Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Rav Yochanan, liyamad adam yispalel v'sachon l'karov. V'ad Rav Shimon, quoting Rav Yochanan, said one may not pray when he needs to relieve himself. My timer, what's the source? Ikon likras elikech yisrael. And Rav Shimon, his kavin likras elikech yisrael. And the answer to the quote from the pasuk in Amos, Perek Dalet, pasuk Yudbeis, prepare to greet your God Yisrael. Prepare to greet Hashem. Rav Shimon expounded, his kavin likras elikech yisrael, means have intent. One can't have proper intent when he needs to relieve himself. Amar Alexandri, Shmar Aglecha Kasha Telech of Beis Elekim, Shmar Alzbacha Menatipim, Hayoitzim Mebeinu Aglecha. Alexandri expounded from the Pasuk in Behelis, Dalad Pasuk in Zion, guard your leg when you go to the house of God, and we understand, guard yourself from drops of urine that come out from between your feet. Gad Amar, Bedakin of Vagasim, Im Yochal, Nispol, Nispol. Shimon's law applies to an urge to urinate, but if he must defecate, then if he can bear it, he bears it, and he doesn't need to interrupt the Shimon Esser to relieve himself. V'yakabah, אביה בשם רבי אחא, שמה רג לך כשתה לך על בית האליקים, שמה עצמך כשתה נקרא על בית האליקים, שתה טוב ונקי. יעקב אביה, quoting רבי אחא, said that the pasuk, guard your legs when you go to the house of God, means guard yourself when you come close to Beis HaLikim, that you be taho and clean from sin. The Abba said that the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Hey, Pasuk Yod Ches, your source should be blessed, means we expound it to be Mikra Echa Lekeva. When you're called to the grave, you should be blessed. I mean, the dead will say that your coming is blessed. Rachia said, Eisaledes ve'eis lamus, time to be born and time to die. Fortunate is one whose time of death is like a time of birth, just like at the time of birth he was clean of sin, also at the time of death he'll be clean from sin. Abba b'shem of Yudah, haya osri k'chatsi chalita, shura el-yoyna, sheish lemata imena, shtayim, sach sheheba gimel, tev yosem soish shtayim, v'tachtoyna afir la'aretz. The Abba quoting Rabbi Yehuda said that if the lines of a mezuzah were made like concentric half circles, meaning wide at the top, the top line must have three words, and the middle line underneath it, two words, and to the last, even al-ha'aretz suffices, which looks like just one word.